Thank you. Okay, so today I'm going to try to do this whole Mishnah Gemara, which is not very long. So, Chafalafon Beis.
Sorry, what word is it?
Chafalafon Beis.
That's awful.
So we have a five-line sugya. Mishnah says as follows. Beishamai Omrim. Lo yachim adam chamin liraglav, elam kein ruyin lishdiya. You can't warm up hot water for your legs unless you can, unless they can be used for drinking. Mishel matirin. Mishel says you can.
Before or after you wash your legs.
What? Well, that's what we have to figure out is what ru'uyin l'shiyah means, right? Whether it means you actually have to drink them or not, or just raw eat for. Hill says you can. Osa adam midura umischam connect, and you can make a bonfire and you can warm yourself next to it. So the Gemara then says, Ibai lehu ay midura man k'danila. So who says that you can make a midura? Is it divrei akolhi? Is it that it's beisel and beishamai? Veshani lulu beishamai ben hanas kol gufo lahanas iver echad. And beishamai distinguishes and prohibits warming things up just for the benefit of one limb, but allows you to benefit to warm things up for your whole body. Adimu beis hiloktani la. Or is that only within beisel beishamai lo shani luhu? But beishamai would forbid warming up water or a bonfire both for your legs or for your whole body. Tashma, Sigmar proves it. Beishamai amram lo yasa the medur mizcham connected beisel matir, and beishamai forbids it. Mizhil permits it. So therefore, you see, beishamai forbids in both cases. So that's the entirety of the Mishnah and the Gemara here.
Is he quoting a
brace? Yeah.
How exactly do you do a medur?
What?
Anunta.
What do you mean? Like, make a bonfire.
Hmm?
Just make a bonfire.
Where do you get the light from?
Same way we get it. You light a yahrzeit candle, right? You light a lamp, and then you use it to kindle. I'm sure people had ways. You know, you have a big oil lamp.
You get a source from somewhere to light.
Yeah, I'm saying you have a big oil lamp, and like whatever, you do transfer flame, just like we do.
Right, but it would have to be lit before Shabbat.
Not the bonfire, you just need the starter fire. Same way we do, right? We light from a fire to fire. So have your lamp going and then start your bonfire.
So you can still do that during Shabbos?
On Yom Tov. Yom Tov. Yom Tov.
That's what I thought. Right, right.
Yom Tov. Yom Tov. Yeah. Okay. So to understand this Mishnah and Gemara, we have to understand two levels. First, we need to understand the D'oraisa question of why is it or is it not mutter to light fires on Yom Tov for these benefit. And the second question is the Jerabanan question is, once you've warmed up the water, are you not allowed to bathe in that water, right? Once you've permitted the problem daraisa of, according to Beis Hillel, of warming up the water, so can you then bathe in light of the Gzeres HaBalan and the prohibition against taking baths on Shabbos that we have in Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem? So, to start with the local question, which is the D'oraisa question. So we have this position of Beis Shammai. You can't warm up water for your legs. And Rashi says, L'chotz raglav, because ochel nefesh hitra akasav, v'lo lahavir or bishol rechitza. So Rashi says very simply, because the Torah allows you to do malacha for food, and therefore you can't warm up water for your legs. And medura, you can't make hesed gadol, which is a bonfire, a big fire. So Beis Shammai svara makes a lot of sense. The Torah says, "Ach asher yachal lachem hu levado yaseh lachem." You're allowed to do malacha for food. This isn't food, and therefore it is aser. Beis Hillel says it's mutter, and the question is, why does Beis Hillel say that it is permitted to warm up water to wash your legs or to light a bonfire? Which, to be fair, sounds very nice right now. Rachel Chiner said he had a shear down south today and they just sat around the bonfire. Mm-hmm. I was like, that sounds very nice and I will never have the bonfire in my house, but sure. So,
what you mean a fireplace not a bonfire?
That's what I meant. I did mean a bonfire. I meant a fireplace. That's what I meant. Fireplace. Bonfire I could do outside.
Yeah.
Probably not legal here. Just do that in the street.
I don't think you'd want to have a bonfire inside your house.
And yeah, well, once, that'd be fine. Yeah, so like that. A fireplace. Okay. So.
Is cigarette considered food?
No. No.
So,
well, that was what we actually. So, we began this discussion. We actually mentioned cigarettes. on Daf Yud Zayin. But it's the same question, right? And this is going to be the key. Beis Hillel clearly allows you to light fires, which are not, or spread fires or whatever, which are not just for Ohol Nefesh proper. So what is the, and we paskin like Beis Hillel,
right?
Now what is the crux, though, of the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So there's basically two positions that are raised by the Rishonim. The most obvious way of explaining the machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, if you remember from the first parak, I wasn't learning with you, but in the first parak, what machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai would explain this machlokas very neatly?
Mitoch.
Right, that the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have a machlokas in the first parak multiple times, which is, do you or do you not say, mitoch shehutra l'tzarech ochel nefesh, hutra nami shelo l'tzarech ochel nefesh, that once things are mutter for ochel nefesh purposes, they become mutter for other purposes as well. Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes, so here you have an exact parallel.
Right.
And you say, this is not food, and therefore Beis Shammai says, it is Usher, and Beis Hillel says it is mutter, and that's the position of Tosfos. If you look at Tosfos, Osa Adam called Tarko Bepas, Vetema Damer Beshabas, Lomer Heter Kikar, sorry, not that one, Lo Yacham, the one all the way at the bottom, Lo Yachem Adam, Cham and Elm can ruin Lishtia, Vim Domer Mezatam Sharu Beshamai, Vafil ruin Lishtia, Alis Lo Mitoch. So, right, Tosfos doesn't tell you explicitly that it's Mitoch. He asks a question which tells you that he thinks it's Mitoch. He says, okay, the Mishnah had said that you are allowed to warm up water for your legs if they're ru'uyin l'shtia. Right? So Tosfos asks, okay, very nice. Ru'uyin l'shtia sounds like that they are drinkable, not that you're going to drink them, which implies that Beis Shammai is allowing you to cook drinkable water for non-eating purposes. He just, for some reason, needs it to be drinkable. And Tosfos says that doesn't make sense. Beis Shammai's position seems to be predicated in his assumption there's no mitoch. So I understand why he would forbid. But what is this heter that you're allowed to cook the water if you could drink it? So Yishlomar, so he answers, Demairi kigon shesoso marbe lirchotz raglov. It's very simple. Yes, Beis Shammai holds that you can't be marbe. He doesn't mean, I know the Mishnah sounds like what it means is you're allowed to warm up drinkable water and then use it for your feet, but that's not what he means. What he means is if you're going to have a cup of tea, and you're already heating up water, since we paskin that you have ribui shiurin, that once you're cooking already, you can add to the pot. So Beis Shammai hold that once you're already making a cup of tea, which is ochel nefesh, then you can take the extra water that you pour into the pot and use it for your feet. That's all he means. Right? And therefore, Beis Shammai's shita is a straight rejection of mitoch. You can never cook anything unless it is l'tzarech ochel nefesh. That's all there is to it.
There's harama here.
But it's not harama, it's ribui shiurin. Right, Riba Shurim, which we already said is mutter on Daf Yud Zayin, if you think you're allowed to add water, right? If you think you're allowed to marba mayim.
Okay, didn't we say Riba Shurim was only when it improved what you were doing? In other words, you were improving the pot by adding more meat, whatever it was.
Well, that was the first position in the Gemara, but then the second position, which allowed mayim, remember that was the machlokas on Daf Yud Zayin, the position that added mayim said no, as long as it's one masa, then it's mutter. And this would, Tosfos would have to be, according to the understanding on the Gemara over there, within Beis Shammai, right? You have to say that Beis Shammai agrees that you're allowed to do Ribui Shiurim, even when it doesn't improve the quality, as long as it's Ma'asa Echad, and then it, therefore would be Mutter. And therefore, what comes out is that according to Tosfos, the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai here is very simple. The exact same Machlokas they had in the whole first barak, which is, do you or do you not hold Mitoch? End of story. Okay. The Rashi posits this way as well. Look at source number one. He said, "Beis Shammai Amar Lo Yasa De Medura Leschamim Kenegda Vesal Matirin." Mehashemina De Beis Shammai Zehel Mitoch Shehut Shavar LeTzarech Pligi. They're arguing about Mitoch. Right? Since it's Mutter for Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter for Non Ochel Nefesh. V'Had De Pligi Beperek Kama Gemara Ein Motzin Zakatan. So then, he says, "Wait a second. The only problem is if this is just a function of Machlokes in the first Perek. So why doesn't the Gemara bring this up in the first parak?" Right, that's the sort of question that stares you in the face. So he just says, So he just said the answer must be they didn't know of this brisa. Right, they had a Mishnah, which because we didn't know the brisa. And the Gemara already said that without the Brisa, there's two ways of understanding Beis Shammai, right? Because if you understand it not like the Brisa, then that means even Beis Shammai allows you to light your fireplace, And then you'd have to figure out, well, why you're allowed to light a fireplace but not warm up water for your feet. Right? But the point is, if you don't know that brisa, then it could be that Beis Shammai allows lighting your fireplace, and if he allows you to light your fireplace, he must hold the mitoch. So the first parak, when the Amil Ra'im said that there's a machlokes Beis Shammai, they couldn't prove it from here because they didn't know of the brisa. Okay, fine. I mean, you have to figure out, okay, then why didn't the edit, right? Why, when Ravina and Rashi didn't edit the Gemara, why didn't they just, they did know the brisa apparently, and then why didn't they bring it in? Okay, they were recording machlokot, and the Amil Ra'im that were in conversation there didn't know about this brisa or something like that. But that's basically the Rashba's discussion, that this could have been put in the first perek. It wasn't there for a technicality, but that's the machlokot, zeo, end of story, nothing, right? Nothing out of the ordinary here. Okay, now the Tosas says v'hachi is the Yerushalmi. Tosas continues and he says this he thinks is the position of the Yerushalmi. The leishamai tzarach lishtos mehen v'zehu matirin v'dafko liraglov. That the Yerushalmi says that Beis Shammai ruin lishtia means they actually need to drink the water, not the water that they're going to put on their feet, meaning they need to drink of the water they are cooking, and therefore it is mutter. Beis Hillel says you don't need to. And then he says, aval, l'kol gufo mo de da'asr, but everybody agrees that you can't bathe, you can't heat up water to bathe on Yom Tov, because even if you hold mitoch, it has to be, the davar ha'shav l'chol nefesh b'inan, v'zeh eino ro'i el v'nei adam mi'unogin aval yadav v'raglav shav l'chol nefesh. Because even according to Beis Hillel, when we extend from ochal nefesh through mitoch to other things, it has to be the actions that benefit everybody. Normal people, at the time of the Gemara, washed their hands and feet, but normal people didn't take a bath on a regular basis. They took it once a week, they took it once every 2 weeks, whatever they did. And therefore, to take it on Yom Tov, when you took one, presumably Arab Yom Tov, was not Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. Nobody took a bath every day, and therefore wasn't Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh.
I suppose that's going to be the discussion.
Which is going to be the discussion of Bizman Hazeh, right? That Tosas already keys you into the fact that even within Mitoch, the types of things that are mutter are those which are Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. In the time of the Gemara, washing water for your hands or feet was Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh, because everyone wanted to wash their feet, and everyone washed their hands. But bathing, you only did every so often. What would happen, Bizman Hazeh? Okay, we'll hold that question. Okay.
And the fact that Behilz is material to what you know, you're trying to say that is Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh, but
correct. Apparently, people sitting in front of a fireplace was Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh, and people sitting and taking a bath on a regular basis wasn't Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. I mean, we know this is true. It wasn't like the fact that bathing was not a daily occurrence. We know that that's the case. It's not like this wasn't like true in the time of the Gemara and then, you know, stopped being true, you know, 1,000 years ago. Like, this stopped being true with indoor plumbing. Like,
they didn't go to the mikveh every day?
No, they didn't. That we know. We know for a fact that they didn't go to the mikveh every day. That's Pasha.
Tomorrow
right.
I was going to talk about the water from the mikveh afterwards.
Oh, God, please. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Okay.
Really?
Okay. So Tosfos thinks that Yerushalmi is like him. However, the Rashba thinks that that's not true. The Rashba agrees with Tosfos, but he thinks Yerushalmi doesn't agree, or doesn't quite agree. So if you look at the Yerushalmi, number two, the Yerushalmi says as follows, Potter latrein patrein al daite in de Beishamai. So I gave you the Pnei Moshe here just because the Yerushalmi is very difficult, just because it's always difficult. But there are two ways, right? Pater latrein patrein al daitin de Beis Shammai. There are two ways of explaining Beis Shammai. Right? So if you look at the Pnei Moshe, ata yochal lefarish hamasnizin upluktaya de Beis Shammai tzel b'shnei ofanim. There's two ways of understanding Beis Shammai. B'shnei ofanei perushim. So, now, at any point you get confused in the Yerushalmi, can always look at the Pnei Moshe, we'll go back and forth between the Yerushalmi and the Perush on it. Okay, so back in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, so either, Al Daitin Beis Shammai v'hushe shasa mehen, Al Daitin Beis Hillel v'hein shu ru'uyin lishtia. The first possibility is that Beis Shammai allows you to drink, allows you to warm up the water only if you're actually going to drink, and Beis Hillel only needs them ru'uyin lishtia. So, if we look now at the Pnei Moshe, so he says, the first is, Ha'echad dinemar l'datay de Beis Shammai davka v'hu sheshasa mehen. Da'lis lumitoch, al demayri sheshosa gamkein mehen, umar b'mamayim shu gamkein l'rchotz raglav. Exactly like Tosos. The first position is correct. The first position is what Tosos said and the Rashba said, that Beis Shammai allows you to warm up water for your feet only if you're actually drinking, and then you're doing ribush urim because he doesn't hold of mitoch. And Alda in the base Hillel, Bain Shurun Ruin Lishia Basil just says an AP Ra'ui, mean Kolomar. Ha Dikhtani Bidivre Beishamai, Elim Kain Ruin Lishia, Lav Biru'in Lachur Hadavar Talui. For Beishamai, it's not just that it's Ra'ui to drink. It's not that you could drink it. Elishitzar Chiyishjam and Bevaver, you actually have to drink it. Ella de Blaze Hillel, de Mekilan, but according to this Hillel, who's lenient, Kishain Ru'uyan Lishdia Mutter, Aval Gavsha Machaim Mahatma, Ena shows a man, Ru'uyan Ain Lishdar Ben Adam, even if you can't drink them, you're not going to drink them, but you could, everyone else could. The Yeshel Gamkan Ezo Huna, Mizan, you have some sort of Benet, Shemachabit Hulachir, and Marin Mitoch, you could use it for other people. In the meantime, the reason it's really Mutter is Mitoch. Fine. It sounds like some sort of Mitoch plus Hoil or something like that, but fundamentally, he says mitoch. So the first possibility.
Mitoch, why does it have to be Ruin?
Well, so that's what the Pedimosha think seems to think is some sort of like mitoch, maybe plus Hoil or something like that, or maybe it has to be edible. I'm not really sure exactly what he wants. Tosis just understands it that Ruin Lishtia isn't literal, right? Ruin Lishtia is just to highlight Beis Shammai's position that even if it's Ruin, right? Beishamai means is that you actually have to drink it. That's the way he'll understand it.
Common denominator, maybe, with Oichel Nefesh.
Well, right, so that's, right, presumably that's why this is true, but we'll come back to that in a minute. So the first day in the Yerushalmi is exactly like Tosfos and the Rashba.
With the interpretation here of Beishamai, it means you'd be able to wash your whole body, because that's irrelevant. You have water that is you're able to drink, and you've warmed up extra water.
Correct. I mean, right now what we're talking about really is heating up the water, right?
Right.
Heating up the water, you're right. According to this, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would allow you to heat up the water for a full bath, as long as it was Ribui Shiurim.
Well, Beis Hillel may not. In other words, Beis Hillel may actually be more matmir than
Well, probably not, because even Beis Hillel doesn't argue on the principle of Ribui Shiurim, right? Meaning he would say you couldn't use mitoch to warm up water for everything, but presumably you could use, if it was actually Ochel Nefesh, you could use Ribui Shiurim, right? Presumably. Or something like that, right? Because presumably he does agree, but yes. Okay, so that's the first possibility that the Yerushalmi gives. But then the Yerushalmi continues. So according to this position, the first possibility is to say, even Beis Shammai will allow you to light a fire, have a fireplace going, but only if you're using the fireplace at the same time to heat your kettle. Right, meaning you could decide instead of heating your kettle on your stove, you're going to heat your kettle on the fireplace, and then right, then that'll be fine according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and therefore you'll be allowed to light the fireplace for everybody. So that's Perush 1, that Beis Hillel allows it because of Mitoch, Beis Shammai allows it because of a Ribui Shiurim, and as long as it's Ribui Shiurim, he'll allow both the Medura or the heating up of water for your feet. Patar acharan, but what's the second? Patar la patar acharan, but there's another explanation. Al datehon de Beit Shammai, buhu shehe kumkum kineger hamedura. Al datehon de Beit Hillel, afilu ein hakumkum kineger hamedura. So look at the Pnei Moshe. He says, v'chein yacholat lefaresh patar acharina. De beinan shehe kumkum kineger hamedura, pligiba de le Beit Shammai hu de tzarech kach, v'ilav achilo yischamim kinegda. Right. So the first explanation that they raise is that Beis Shammai will allow you to The first explanation is that Beis Shammai allows you to heat up water for your feet only if you do it Ribui Shiurim. And he allows you and Beis Shammai allows you to light the fireplace as long as you're actually using it to cook the water in your kettle. Because of because then it's not anything, it's just Ochel Nefesh. And Beis Hillel, according to the first explanation, doesn't argue on the Medura. He thinks that Medura is fundamentally Usser because, and this is what Sam brought before, our Gemara assumes that Medura is Shavel Chol Nefesh, that Beis Hillel therefore thinks that you can lechatchila light your fireplace. According to the first explanation in the Yerushalmi, even Beis Hillel forbids lighting a Medura, because that's not even Mutter according to Mitoch, and therefore he'll agree with Beis Shammai that the only way to light your fireplace is if you're also using it to cook your kettle. Possibility 2 is that on the on the case of the fireplace, Beis Hillel will allow you to light a fireplace without your kettle, because Beis Hillel thinks that even lighting a fireplace is shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore under the rubric of mitoch. So both answers are within mitoch, but they split whether Beis Hillel will include within mitoch a medura for the whole body. Is that called shavu l'chol nefesh or not? And so that's the second explanation of the Yerushalmi, seemingly. Nachamin shehuchmu biyomtov v'chein amayim shehuchmu bi'erev Shabbos l'Shabbos Rav Shmuel Marchet ben Panav Yadav Raglav v'chorn Amar Marchet ben Gufo Eivarim Eivarim. And then the next half of the Yerushalmi, already, just to read it now because we're here, brings up the second question: is okay, well, what if the water was heated up before Yom Tov? Sorry, water was heated up on Yom Tov beheter, or was heated up erev Shabbos? So then, what can you do with it? So one position says you can only wash your hands, feet, and face, and the other one says you can wash your whole body, but not at one time. And you can't take a bath, but you can take a sponge bath with that water. But both of them assume that you can't take a full bath on Shabbos or Yom Tov because of, presumably, though it doesn't say it explicitly, Gzeres HaBalanin, right? The prohibition in Shabbos of taking a bath on Shabbos, right? And the assumption, the Yerushalmi seems to be that that extends to Yom Tov. The Derabanan one, not the Daraisa. V'lo yadad ma'an or da, ma'an or da. We don't know who said what. Okay, and then the Gemara goes on to prove who holds what. But at any rate, the Rashba, Tosos, and Yerushalmi, in different ways, go in the fundamental direction that the Machlokas, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, is their general Machlokas. Do you or do you not hold mitoch? The question of, within Beis Hillel, how much do we matir, do we allow you to even light a fireplace, or is that too much to be under mitoch? But fundamentally, what we're talking about is mitoch. Okay, now why, though, would you need davar shavu l'chol nefesh? So here, what you seem to have to say is, even mitoch, what mitoch does is it expands ochol nefesh. But it expands ochol nefesh to other hanot, which are domeh to ochol nefesh. Right? It's not a carte blanche, it's that we expand the heterim, but they have to be parallel to ochol nefesh. And ochol nefesh is only for eating, which is definitionally something which everybody does. So when we move to the expansive category of mitoch, the only things that will be included will be things that everybody does. And a bath, people didn't normally do. According to at least the second day in the Yerushalmi, the way the Bavli paskins, a fireplace is something that everyone likes. Okay.
Right, but they would wash their hands.
But they would wash their hands, their feet, and their face. Okay. Now, the second possibility, however, and this is the position of the Radbaz and the Rambam, is that no, their machlokes isn't about mitoch. Their machlokes is about ochel nefesh proper. Right? It's not about the expansion of mitoch. The expansion of ochel nefesh through mitoch. The machlokes is what is within the category of ochel nefesh. Right? They're not expanding. Right? They're not extending ochel nefesh. They're expanding ochel nefesh. Right? We'll put it that way. Right? Mitoch is an extension of ochel nefesh. The other possibility is to say they're not extending it; they're expanding it. Meaning, this is ochel nefesh tzrufa. This is actually ochel nefesh itself. That's the position of the, and that's why it doesn't appear in the first parak, right? Because here, it's regardless of what you think about mitoch, you could say mitoch is aser and think that lighting a fireplace is called ochel nefesh itself, and therefore, even though mitoch would be aser, this would be mutter. So that's the position of the Radbaz and the Rambam. So if you look at four. The Radbaz says in the Shittim of Gatz, "On my time, Asalak Adaiti Delishtere Medur LeBeis Shammai." Why do they even think that you should be mutter to light a fireplace according to Beis Shammai? Right? What leads the Radbaz to this question is: wait a second, we know that Beis Shammai rejects mitoch, and yet the Bavli has a havamina that Beis Shammai would allow you to light your fireplace.
The Rambam not holding mitoch either.
The Rambam has a complicated position on mitoch. Either way, he rejects mitoch here, right, as the understanding of this. So the Radbaz says, wait a second. If this was a machlokas of mitoch, the Bavli should have no havamina that Beis Shammai should allow you to light a fireplace, right? So therefore, he says, what was the havamina? It must be mishum dehavei ochel nefesh mamish. It must be that we're not functioning on the plane of mitoch. We're functioning on the question of ochel nefesh. What is ochel nefesh? Is ochel nefesh just food, or are other hanot actually under the rubric of ochel nefesh itself? So even if you reject mitoch, you could accept this heter. So you could have a theoretical position, which the Bavli entertains, that Beis Shammai rejects mitoch, but allows you to light a fireplace. So he says, Ha Hanami Lebeis Hillel. But from the question he has in Beis Shammai, he learns to Beis Hillel. Mishum Hachi Sharlachim Chamin Laraglov, Lasus Medura, Mishum Devi Kochel Nefesh Mamish, it's Ochel Nefesh. Uvaha Pligale de Beis Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai argues about. Bihafa Gav the Reish Ksubos Hitiru Beilo Mugmar Mishum Mitoch. And even though in the first parak of Ksubos, they allow, right, Bir Rishona on Yom Tov and Mugmar, right, to make the incense. Because of mitoch, afilachi iklamimer shorchit to medur lachem domen lochal nefesh yoser mehem. He said it must be that there's a hierarchy. There's ochal nefesh, and then there are hanot, which are very, very shavah lochal nefesh, or very attached to your body, like heating yourself. Right, you're freezing cold. Right, imagine it. Right, what he's really saying is like this: you come in a hot day. What do you want? You want to warm up, and you want to have a cup of tea or a hot chocolate. So those. So the hot chocolate is ochel nefesh mamish. Warming up by the fireplace is only half a level under food, and therefore it might actually be ochel nefesh. Then things like incense, right, are nice, but they're clearly not, I don't know, they're not first priority hanot, let's call it that, right? They're not first order hanot, they're second order hanot. Second order hanot can't be called ochel nefesh. There'll only be mutter if you think there's mitoch. And therefore, you can have three theoretical positions in the Gemara. You can have somebody who accepts an expansive ochel nefesh plus mitoch, who allows everything. You could have someone who rejects mitoch and rejects an expansive ochel nefesh, which is Beis Shammai. And you could have a theoretical middle position, which accepts ochel nefesh, rejects mitoch, but accepts an expansive ochel nefesh, and therefore would allow food, would allow the fireplace, but would forbid mugmar, would forbid the incense, right?
But to have that explanation, he would have to ignore the Yerushalmi, or not be aware of the Yerushalmi.
He would have to.
The Yerushalmi is specific, that's ochel nefesh, by having plum in the Midura.
Meaning he'd have to, well, even the Yerushalmi goes like mitoch. Right, the Yerushalmi says it's about mitoch, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's only mutter with, he's saying within the Bavli is clearly, he's suggesting the Bavli isn't talking on the level of mitoch, he's talking on ochel nefesh. Now, as we've mentioned before, and I'm not going to rehash it, this whole thing could in theory evaporate if you think that what mitoch means is that ochel nefesh is expansive. Right, and that's what the Kilas Yaakov points out, is that all of this assumes that mitoch and ochel nefesh are not actually the same thing, right? That mitoch is an extension, not an expansion. But if mitoch just says that ochel nefesh is very expansive, then there is no distinction here. The Radbaz clearly doesn't think like the Kilas Yaakov. That's his point, right? I mean, the fact that the Radbaz goes out of his way to say this is not mitoch, it is ochel nefesh, tells you he thinks mitoch and ochel nefesh are not identical. But it could be that if you think mitoch and ochel nefesh are identical, then there is no distinction here. That's true. But okay. The Rambam takes this position as well. Rambam Peirush Mishnayos says, Shishesh Amar Hashem, Ach HaShayachol Chol Nefesh, Lo Nichlu Ba Anos Aguf Mi Bachutz, V'Shil Omrim Shishesh Amar Chol Nefesh, Kol Kol Anos Aguf, explicitly. Beis Shammai thinks, Ochel Nefesh is not expansive and includes only food. They see little things. Ochel nefesh itself expands to other things. And again, yes, but Gerard says that mitoch, the Rambam doesn't ever say mitoch, or has a very complicated position about mitoch. He holds mitoch only by havara and by hotzah and whatever.
So there is, in the Rambam, in terms of benching, right, talks about bringing both a kos and a mugmar at the end to say brach on both things. So he seems to hold either that's a specific bracha after benching, or he believes that really is closer to some type of food-related type of thing. No?
Well, we poskalim b'ez Hillel, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, or you can't prove anything.
What I'm trying to say is he does emphasize when they bench, they used to bench, right? They used to do in wine, and they would bring incense.
Right, right, but that doesn't prove it's food per se. It could just be it's a thing they did after the meal. Right? Meaning, like, people have a cigarette after the, you know, I mean, now they less, but, you know, when that was still in, right, people would, you know, have a smoke after a meal. That hasn't been for God knows a meal. Okay. I mean, it's possible, but, right?
I'm just saying, if he relates it to...
Right, I mean, in general, mugmar is... Hana's reyach is so questionable in halacha. That's like, it's one of those things. Like, where does it fall? But that would have to be sort of a shear in and of itself.
I'm carrying a book.
What?
I'm carrying a book.
So carrying a book is... Again, we paskin like Basil. We paskin mitoch, and even the Rambam, who doesn't hold of mitoch in general, holds of mitoch kanirah by hotzah, right? Hotzah and havara, because the Gemara says it explicitly, right? So carrying we paskin as mutzer because it's of mitoch. But again, this is within Beis Shammai
Beis Hillel. Could carry be mutzer not with, even if you don't hold mitoch?
No, without mitoch it wouldn't be.
It would be like a hanat taguf.
I mean, if you carried food, it would be. But if you didn't carry food,
if you carried a book, then would be.
No, if you didn't hold a mitoch, the Gemara's explicit, right? That's the case. Emotzian, carrying is one of the Gemara's examples. That's only mutter if you hold of mitoch. But mutter for non-food items, right? Right. Carrying something to lunch, obviously, would be mutter.
But what's the common denominator at the end of the day on the mitoch?
Well, once we paskin mitoch, we're much more expansive. Because we paskin both an expansive ochel nefesh and we paskin mitoch.
But how? At what level does it stop? In other words, what is it? Is it simchas yontif? Is that what?
So we saw that's the machlokes Rashi Tosos, right? That the machlokes Rashi Tosos is: do we stop when there's a tzorech ksas, right? Tzorech yontif ksas, or is it no? That it's everything is mutter, right? That's machlokes Rashi and Tosos. But that itself is a machlokes in the Rishonim.
The Sefer Chinuch says that carrying the sefer on yontif is ochel nefesh.
Again, that always depends. If he thinks that mitoch just means that we expand ochel nefesh, then you haven't proven anything. Because, right, like the Kilas Yaakov points out, any Rishon who thinks that mitoch just means that ochel nefesh is expansive can use mitoch and ochel nefesh interchangeably.
He doesn't seem to hold mitoch.
He does hold mitoch.
The Chinuch doesn't seem to hold.
No, because he passes the Rambam. Right, and the Rambam has a very questionable. But Hotzah is the exception. Hotzah, the Rambam does hold of it, but it may be because the Rambam thinks Hotzah is part of ochel nefesh and not part of it. But again, that's the first perek. And
okay, I thought we had this discussion back in the first parak that
it's possible I wasn't here.
Rambam, well, I think even when you started with Shir, we had the discussion whether the malacha is deferred or
no,
the
right?
Malacha
so we,
does not exist.
Correct, and that's really the question, right? If you think that what ochel nefesh means is there is no malacha, then that's what mitoch means. I mean, this is all a function
which
of that.
The Rambam, which means Hotza'ah does not exist, which means that...
Well, the Rambam is a unique position, because only Hotza'ah falls on... Hotza'ah and Havara, right?
But he has four Malachas.
Hotza'ah and Havara, I mean, not all of them. It's not all of them. It's Hotza'ah and Havara and what, and Bishol, whatever.
Right.
Meaning, Havara, Bishol, together, however exactly you do the count. But yeah, the Rambam thinks certain ones go like that. But yes, the Ramban's position, that Ochel Nefesh means there aren't 39 Malachas on Yom Tov, would say that Mitoch just means Ochel Nefesh. If that's the case, they're interchangeable. Rishonim, like the Chinuch and the Rambam, who think that's true of Hotzah, might not hold of Mitoch in general, but for Hotzah, we'll say that it's Mutzer because it's actually Ochel Nefesh, or all types of the permutations that come up in that sugya. Okay, the Rambam in 6 says as well, Rechit v'sich harim b'chlal, achila u'shtia. There you go, right? He's pretty clear. They are called eating. V'oshin ha'son b'yom tov, sh'ne'emar, achar she'ochel chol nefesh, l'kol she'tzorech ha'guf. L'fichach mechamen chamen b'yom tov, v'rochit b'hen panavir raglov, al kol gufo aser, mishum gzeres merchatz, but you're not allowed to wash your whole body because of gzeres merchatz, which we will hold for 1 minute. The Pnei Yeshua just notes that a nice raya to this idea that that bathing is not just mitoch, but is actually ochel nefesh esque, is the Gemara in 7. The Gemara in Nedarim has this very strange Gemara, very strange statement, which says as follows: that Derami Rabbi Yosi Ader Rabbi Yosi Ma'ayan Shel Bnei Ha'ir. If you have a spring that belongs to a city, so chayen v'chayi acherim, and there's only enough for one city to drink, so just like the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Ben Petora, the city who owns the spring can drink first, and anybody from outside gets it second, right? Chayen kodmin l'chayi acherim. If there's enough for all the people, but not enough for the animals, so behemtam u'behemes acherim, behemtam kodemes l'behemes acherim, so it's you, the people of the other city, then your animals, and the animals of the other city. Right? Now you have enough for you to drink, for the other people to drink, for your animals to drink, for the other people's animals to drink, but only one of you can do laundry. So your laundry will go before their laundry. But if it's their life or your laundry, so you have to let them drink before they die, and right, your laundry comes second to their life. That's the very intuitive statement of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. Kvisasan kodem es lakchai acherim. Your laundry comes before their life. Hashta, kvisa. Omer, Rabbi Yosi, yesh batzar, guf, kulo, kol, shrikain. And then the Gemara says, since he allows you to wash your clothes, which doesn't have that much sa'ar, so shouldn't he allow you to do things, without getting to the whole sugya there, but things which benefit your whole body, shouldn't he allow you to do it for sure? Right? So Pnei Yeshua points out, what do you see? That even washing your clothes and bathing and things like that are called chayehen, so much so that according to Rabbi Yossi, it comes before other people's life. Now, since I bring up this Gemara in brackets, but I'm not going to get into this too much, this Gemara becomes the beginning of this very intricate discussion in modern poskim about healthcare, which is, why is it halachically legitimate for the government to direct funds, right, not to direct infinite funds to healthcare, and instead direct them in the sort of crude way but very effective way that, right, Tendler puts in his article in Beis Yitzchak, or Gigi mentioned this as well, how can the government fund museums when there are people who can't afford full healthcare, right? Meaning, if chayehen is kodem to everything, then all money should go to saving people, and anything which is not actually essential, right, museums, parks, roads for that matter, I mean, maybe roads are pikuach nefesh sometimes, I don't know, whatever, right? Any beautifying the city, right? That should all be halachically against everything. And at least in Eretz Yisrael, we should encourage as much spending on the healthcare system and take out spending from yeshivot, from shuls, from everything, right? So Rav Tendler says, and Rav Gigi, I heard him say it as well, say, and many people say this, but I've heard it from those two, said, must be, based on this Gemara, that no, you're allowed to take your quality of life into account before somebody else's life. Communal quality of life is called pikuach nefesh. And therefore, you have a responsibility to yourself, and you don't have to direct your funds to everybody in your society. Or, for sure, you don't have to direct your funds to saving, providing health care to third world countries, right? Our quality of life comes first, and their life itself comes second. Right? Clapper pushes back on this and says, no. The assumption is that the people in the second city, if you don't let them have their water because you're doing your laundry, are going to die. Right? And that's the assumption that they're basing themselves on. So you see, your quality of life goes over their life. So that's a ridiculous assumption. That's not what the Gemara meant. Because if you have two cities, one on top of the mountain, one on the bottom of the mountain, and one of them has a river, right, and it's flowing down, and they're using up all the water to do their laundry, and the people at the bottom of the city, like the bottom of the mountain, and the city there are dying, what are they going to do? They're going to move, right? It's not actually a pikuach nefesh question, they're just going to move upstream, right? Because then they'll be members of the city, and they'll get to drink, right? It's clear, no one ever said you're allowed to kick them out of the city. The point is that as long as they stay down there, right, you're allowed to wash your clothes, but it's not actually saying they're going to die. The real question is, do I have to allow them to drink at the bottom so they can maintain their city as an independent city, or am I allowed to do my laundry, right? And they have to take fend for themselves, which may mean moving their city up here so they're equal members of our city, right? We don't own it, the city owns it, right? And if they become members of the city, they would own it just as much as we do. So he pushes back that then Gemara had no havami, you were going to let them die. The only question was whether you had to allow the city to be sustained as a city. The closed brackets, that's a discussion for a whole other time, but that's just food for thought.
The difference between
and I know that's much more interesting than the sugya we're actually doing. I get that. I really do. I do, but it's I shouldn't say that. You're not supposed to say one part of Gemara. It's a more pressing issue or a more politically sensitive
pressing
issue.
In terms of laundry, yes.
Yes, exactly. What? Yeah. Okay. Fine. So one or did I two? Okay. Yeah. One more source on this issue. On that aspect of it, anyways. If you look in the Daf al Daf, he quotes the Sefer Zichron Knesset Yisrael. I don't know who this is. A Chacham Echad there, but he says he builds on this. He says Venir the Efter Lomar Mahalach Achir. He brings a third possibility, and he says maybe it's not Mitoch, and maybe it's not Chol Nevesh proper. Maybe, and I noted this in the Pnei Mocha, that there's a hint at a third rule, right? What's the third rule we have, which magics away Ochel Nefesh?
Ho'il.
So he says, Harei, Dilatosos L'Beisham, Maitzarach, Lishtos Mehem, Gam Kain, Im Kain, Beisol Shematir, Efshar, Lomar Shematir, Afil, Buli, Shru'uyin, Lishtiyah. So maybe, right, the Beis Shammai needs it to be Roy Lishti, Beis Hillel doesn't. The Esher Lomer Shabbos Hillel Matirin, Zoso Mer, Shein Sorch Sheyishte, Elam Maspik, Shaze Roy Lishti, and maybe what Beis Hillel means is exactly as it sounds. It needs to be Roy Lishti, and that's it. Why Roy Lishti? Avil Roy Lishti is Starich. Because Im Kane, Toen Rabbah, Shabbos Gufa, Nechlaku, Beis Shammai, Ubeis Hillel. Shel Beis Hillel lo amrinan mitoch, aval hoil amrinan kishitas Rabba atzmo. Right? Maybe what's really going on is this is Rabba speaking, and Rabba is saying that Beis Hillel holds of not of mitoch but of hoil. And if the water is actually drinkable, then what happens if you hold like Rabba that you say hoil and you heat up the water for your bath, and then somebody comes in on a cold day and says, "I want a cup of tea." So you'd give it to them. And therefore, it's not mutter because of ochel nevesh. It's not mutter because of mitoch. It's mutter because of hoel u'miklai orchem. Ule b'shamay lo sovrim hoel v'lchein tzarech davka sheyishten. And that's why b'shamay thinks you need a drink. Mash enken anu sovrim kshitas ha-gamar sheyishten shal mitoch. But all of this is only if you, right, if you don't hold of mitoch. But we hold of mitoch. And therefore, this is irrelevant. But if it's possible the machlokes b'shel b'shamay is mitoch, then... is Hoel, then that's why in the first perek, the Gemara didn't bring this as a machlokes, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Because as long as there's a way of explaining Beis Hillel Beis Shammai not like mitoch, namely like Hoel, then it's not going to bring it in the discussion of mitoch. But l'halacha, we paskin like mitoch. Right? So this is only to explain why the Gemara didn't bring this in the first perek, because maybe there's a third possibility. Theoretically, the machlokes isn't ochel nevesh, not mitoch. It is Hoel. Okay. Sort of a parenthetical point within this is the Machlokes Shittim Gvetzes and the Tzlach. The Shittim Gvetzes has what's to me a very strange question. He says, "Ikla meida kumala nulida taman shabay shami dlochzal chazakavayi." He says, "I don't understand the point of this whole discussion. Why does the Gemara care what Beis Shammai holds? We don't pass on like him anyways." So the answer to that is, what shots are you learning? I don't understand the question. Like, we spend pages and pages and pages understanding every shita we don't pass on like, but okay, fine. So that's basically the answer. Well, that's true. Yeah, but we still want to understand Beis Shammai.
Well, he could ask this question here. He could have asked this question in Brachas
already. It's beyond me. What's beyond me even more is that the Tzlach reacts to this and has a different answer. And he says, "Achmi the Tzlach Seifa also the Madura of Achule Beis Hillel who the Nakti Lak the Muchach." The chamin l'chogufu shen shavel chol nefesh gam beis hillel asri v'lo tira l'medura l'schamim connecta shu shavel chol nefesh nimtza sheish nafka mina gam beis hillel b'hat d'boya d'man k'tani la. He says, no. Why do we do it? Because why does the Gemara care what Beis Shammai holds? To teach us what Beis Hillel holds. Right? The Gemara is saying whatever Beis Shammai holds is Beis Hillel holds the opposite. So, since we need to figure out what Beis Shammai holds to figure out how expansive Beis Hillel is, we need to know what Beis Shammai holds. Right? Now,
why don't they take the obvious answer?
Which is what the Pshitim of Gvetzes says?
No, times of Mashiach, we're in a passing like Beis Shammai.
Why is that? If you hold like that weird Kabbalistic thing, yeah. But okay, if you're convinced of that weird Kabbalistic thing, then Nechanami. But I'll just note parenthetically here that this is a bit an interesting quasi-parallel to the Elu Ve'elu Machlokes, or the Machlokes about Elu Ve'elu. Right, some of the achronim say, why elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim? Because when you understand the shita we don't paskin like, you understand better the shita we do paskin like, which is what the Tzlach is saying. Right? Other people say no, because both of them at some level are worthwhile, either because they're true or because they try, and therefore we should understand them even if we don't paskin like it, which is the shita mikubetze. So that's just an interesting heart. Why it emerges here, I have no idea.
Shita panamathara.
Exactly. Okay. Now, the last question now we have to ask to move this halachal maisa is, okay, the Gemara's assumption is that whatever is mutter only for your hands, your feet, and your face, but not a bath, because a bath is not shavu'l chol nefesh, that's what Tosfos notes. But the question is, okay, what about bizman hazeh? Right. Does shavu'l chol nefesh change, because now people take a bath every day? So, if you look at 11, Rav Moshe Leibowitz, who writes halachically speaking, he thinks, if you look, his assessment of the majority of Achronim is, the question is, since most people today wash their whole bodies, i.e. take a shower on a daily basis, is doing so considered to be Shavu'l Chol Nefesh, or the rule Sadam Chazal regarding Shavu'l Chol Nefesh unchangeable? Lemaisa, the opinion of the poskim, is that despite all of this All of this, the Gzeira of Chazal is still in effect and unchanged. He assumes the poskim, I hate when people do that, but the poskim think that Shavu L'Chol Nefesh doesn't change. If you look, however, there is at least two very big name poskim who think that, no, that's not true, it does change. Their names are Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, right? Two very prominent poskim. But okay, he thinks this is not true.
He doesn't seem to be saying that Shavu L'Chol, I mean, isn't there a difference between Shavu L'Chol Nefesh and Gzeira?
Correct. He thinks that Shavu L'Chol Nefesh is a Gzeira, that once we say that bathing is not Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, so Mimila it's Aser. But that's very problematic.
But we argued this really in the Sunday morning. There was a big discussion whether Gzeira, even though it's lost its reason, could that may not be relevant to here, because Shavu L'Chol Nefesh is much more what's going on at the time.
Bidyuk. And if you look, since you bring it up, I'll skip to this. You look at 17. To Rijachter, right, says what exactly we're saying. He's saying, according to Tosfot, heating water for bathing on Yom Tov constitutes a Torah-level prohibition, whereas according to the Rambam, who we'll come back to, it is only a rabbinic prohibition. Moreover, according to Tosfot, the prohibition is subject to change as the category of Shavu L'Chol Nefesh varies in accordance with the habits of each particular generation. This is based on the Rav, right? Whereas the Gzeirat HaBalanim is not subject to change, as the edicts of Chazal apply even when the reasons do not. This is quite ironic, as normally we're stricter regarding a Torah law than a rabbinic requirement. Well, he notes that, right, what Rabbi Leibowitz says is very problematic, because if you think that the reason you can't bathe on Yom Tov is because of Gzeiras HaBalanim, which we'll come to, is because of the Iser Derabanan, then yes, the Iser Derabanan, we have a rule that Gzeiras Derabanan cannot be removed unless you have another, right, Kol Davar Shebet Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achar LaHatira. Once it's formally a Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. But Deraisas don't have that status, because Deraisas, the question is, practically, is this or is it not Shavu L'Chol Nefesh? Right, it's not a Gzeira question, it's a reality question. That's exactly what Rijachter says, based on the Rav. But Rabbi Leibowitz thinks, no, it's a form of a Gzeira, but it seems very unlikely.
How's that different from Tekana?
The Doraisa or the Darabana?
The Gzeira.
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing?
I mean, Gzeira and Tekana are the same thing. I mean, point is, a rabbinic law doesn't change, even if the reason doesn't apply. But a Doraisa, which is based on a reality, can change, because there's no Gzeira, there's no Tekana, there's no nothing, it's Doraisa. Right? So, Rabbi Leibowitz thinks that there's a quasi-gzeira going on, that once we say something isn't Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, it's never Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. But Rijachter, channeling the Rav, channeling Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arvach, says, what are you talking about? If this is a Derabanan, it's a Takana, so then it doesn't change, even if the reason changes. If it's a D'oraisa, and the question is it or is it not Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, Pukhazi Mayama Dafar, people shower every day, right? They shower twice a day, they shower three times a day, depending on who you are, right? If you don't shower and kal vachomer, you have a 2-day yontif. I mean, who doesn't shower at least every other day? Or a 3-day yontif? Who, in God's name, doesn't shower every 3 days? Like, what is this, right? I mean, besides in yeshiva, fine. That you can tell. It's not pleasant, whatever. But you look at Rishon Zalman Orbach. Rishon Zalman Orbach says, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, he at least entertains it. He doesn't notice. The Rav, Kukid Dever Pashat, wasn't true, right? He thought for sure that Shavu L'Chol Nefesh changed. Period. End of story. But Rishon Zalman seems to go that direction as well. So if you look at Shmir Shabbos, he writes, "V'yesh la'ayin." You at least have to wonder. Kayom Sharov bin Adam v'yesh la'mchider ambati v'vesam. He says everybody has a shower in their house. Oh, lefachot mechlachav. They don't have a bath; they have a shower. Lama nesar rechitz kol aguf mishum sheino shavu l'chol nefesh. How can you say that a bath is not shavu l'chol nefesh? U'mayshna mizev is ma'an gemara. It's like going to a sauna in the time of the Gemara. In the time of the Gemara, a sauna was shavu l'chol nefesh. You didn't bathe all the time; you always went to the sauna. Now for us, it's the opposite. We bathe regularly, and how often do we go to the sauna? Unless you have a sauna in your house. Okay, most houses don't have saunas. We have a sauna in our house. Not a sauna anymore. Not active. But it was once a sauna. Our storage closet used to be the Ziegelman's sauna, right? You've been there when it was a sauna, or no? You have a sauna?
Actually, a closet.
Ah, so we have... you walk in, it's clearly, and has all those wood things. It even has some of the sauna stones sitting there, which were, fell down on us at some point. So it used to be a sauna, but most people don't have a sauna. You have a sauna. Lucky you. So he says it should be Shavu L'Chol Nefesh to make it then Sharin. We should not be Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. And then he says later on... You're cooking your body.
Isn't
sure.
Isn't this? Isn't it a note, and in some of the later dishes, this was taken out.
Right. It's possible, but in this, is the edition that is on the Truman CD. So it's still there. It may have been taken out, but it's there. In my version, it is there.
I think the first version of the Shema Shabbos, the second one was not there as much.
Yecholia. But on the current one, okay. The one I copied this from, it clearly is there. Vishamati me'agon v'shom l'sam en orbach, that's all?
This is a separate note. This is one of Rabbi Karakhan's Monday Night Shirim.
Right, you told me this, because we started talking, if you remember, we started talking about this when we did the Tefillah Sugya. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Right, I said, I promised we would get back to the Sugya then. We're getting back to it now. I said we would get back to it, so we will. Vishamati me'agon v'shom l'sam en orbach, that's all? The Yesh Lachkar, v'shom l'sam en said, first of all, Yesh Ladun, that maybe it's Shavuot Chol Nefesh in general. And then Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, even if it's not, Yesh Lachkor Misha Gufan Slachlik Bofin Sherov and Adam Israchim Achach Vati Chama Shagam Mutter Lachim Mayim Biyomdal B'Tzorach Kri Tzuzu. And he said, let's say someone's dirty, and therefore everybody washes when you're dirty, so then Vada it should be Mutter, right? It's one thing, maybe you could say you can't shower regularly, but if you're dirty, that's Mamish Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Like everyone showers when they're dirty. And in Shulchan Shlomo, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says another one. A Talmud asked him, and he said, at least Pam B'Shavua, Kein Nech Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Let's say you didn't get to manage to take a bath, a shower before, whatever, I don't know. You know, you didn't manage to take a shower for the whole week before. It was, I don't know, Pesach, and it was tax season, right? Seder night was April 15th, right? So you didn't shower the whole week, I don't know, whatever it is here, April 1st, 30th, 30th. It gets later. Okay, in America, the 15th. Here, it's very unlikely that Pesach's going to be that late, but it could be in America. So you don't shower for the whole week. So then he says, for sure, I mean, there's got to be a line. Either it's every day a shower, or at least when you're dirty, or at least once in a while. I mean, something, right, has to be Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Like, it's like, push, something is Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Okay, I think...
Does it go the other way, too?
Yes. Yes.
Somebody has shoveled a whole nefesh in the past, but now longer.
Correct. Correct. And many poskim say that while 50 years ago smoking was shoveled a whole nefesh and was mutar and yom tov, bizmana zeh, now that most people don't smoke, it's not shoveled a whole nefesh and think it's also midaraisa. Right? Many poskim go in both directions.
Because it's
a sakana. Not directly because of sakana, but since. Some poskim say you can't smoke ever because of sakana. Other poskim will say, since most people don't smoke because of the sakana, at least on yom tov it's not shoveled a whole nefesh. Right?
Also because of secondhand smoke.
Right? And secondhand smoke, it's mazik, it's this, it's it. Smoking, not a good idea. Right? But should not.
Didn't Moshe say it's shovel the whole nefesh?
Where Moshe said it was shovel the whole nefesh, and that's what poskim say. It was shovel the whole nefesh, not Moshe, because people still smoke. Yeah. Now, it's much less people, right? A much lower percentage of people smoke. Okay. I think what we'll have to do is stop before the bathing zone, because there's one more thing on the D'oraisa level, which is, so far we've talked about two extremes, right? We've talked about hands, feet, and face, which the Gemara assumes is Shavuot Chol Nefesh, and bathing, which the Gemara isn't Shavuot Chol Nefesh, and it's a machlokes bizman hazeh. Mm-hmm. But there's a middle case, which is, what about one limb, which is not your hands, feet, or face, right? Meaning, what is the Gemara saying? Is it saying that bathing is not Shavuot Chol Nefesh, but individual limbs, right? Sometimes you have an ache in your elbow and you want to warm up water, and that's normal. Sometimes you have an ache in your neck, and that's fine, right? Sometimes you have a back problem, so you can warm up water. That is Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Or is it saying, no, only your hands, feet, and face, which everybody did, Bizmana Gemara, Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Which is it? So the Ber Halacha says in 13, Shavuot Lo Kol Gufo, Ayin Mishneh Berurah, the Chutz Mi, Panav Yad Raglav, Chashavina Shavuot Chol Lechol. He said, he assumes that it's, right, the more machmir one. It's hands, feet, face, and that's it. L'chor l'fizeh hua din af le'iver echad chutz mipadi v'ad ragav asur. So that's his first position. Omnam achar kach matzadi, but then he found that while that might be true misvara, he found that matzadi v'chadushi harajba b'shavas t'day donam v'padi v'ad ragav lav dafka. The Rajba said no. Pana v'ad ragav means any individual limb, meaning people didn't normally take baths because of the pain in the neck. Which is a pain. You didn't have a private bath in your house. And even if you did, you didn't have running water, right? Like, I mean, I've told you this before. Like, when my mother was in Botswana, a bath took an hour to prepare a bath. How often do you take a bath if it takes an hour to prepare a hot bath, right? You heat up water on the stove, and right, you pour it into the thing, and hope by the end, some of it is warm enough that it's a decently warm bath. You don't take a bath all the time. But if you have a problem with your back, so you don't need to fill up a whole bath, you'll fill up a hot water bottle that you have. Right, so that's Shavuot Chol Nefesh. The Rajba says, "The Daito Nami, the Bani Yadrag of Lavdafka, do it in Shari Varim. Kol Shurak Mikzas Gufo Shari. As long as it's one limb, normal people sometimes normal water.
Mikzas Gufo. That's your top half versus your bottom half.
So that would be the question: where you draw the line, right? But he is, you know, But the point is somewhere between Beth and, you know, the washing a limb. Yeah, something like that. Ukarosh, Vain Bishari. Right, and then he says, I'm Bishari Chuva, Mashi Kaza Bashem, Machzik Bracha, Lahakil. And he says, the Machzik Bracha is Mekil, Vain Mashmadasa Nod Behuda. And the Nod Behuda is Mekil as well. Okay, so just to summarize what we have, and then we'll move to the Beth stuff, I guess, next week, is that the first question in the Sugya is the Doraisa question. Is Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, first of all, what are they arguing about? Beis Hillel allows you to heat up your fireplace, to heat up water to wash your hands and feet. So three possibilities. Either it's Ochel Nefesh itself, it's Mitoch, or it's Hawil. Again, assuming that Mitoch and Ochel Nefesh are not the same thing. Then we do the second question, which is, okay, well, why do we need to know Beis Shammai's question, which I find, Beis Shammai's position, which I find very strange, but either because, of course, we always understand Beis Shammai's position, or because we needed to clarify Beis Hillel, and the question whether Shavu L'Chol Nefesh changes, which Rai Leibowitz assumes that Rove Poskim thinks it does not. Shlomo Zalman thinks it does. Rai Jashua thinks it does. If you look at the end, I gave this to you as well, that the Rav and Rav Shechter Paskin that it does. And the last question is, okay, but even according to the Gemara, when we aser the whole body, does that mean only Pandav Yadav Raglav and any other part of your body is like a bath? Or is it individual limbs versus bath? So the Mishnah Berurah's Havamina is that it's hands, feet, and face against everything else. But the Rashba and the Behud and the Shari Tshuva and Machzik Bracha all say no, it means individual limbs versus bath. The second level question that we need to ask on the Sugya is, okay, the bath question, right, is in addition to the Daraisa question, is how do you heat up the water? The next question is, even if the water is heated up a heter, are you allowed to take an actual bath? Or is that a problem because of Gzeres Habalanim? So that's what we'll do next week. I assume it won't actually take us an hour. But maybe it will, because I thought that we'd do all this, and I didn't really think that. I always think that. Whatever.